Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feel free to take us through this town hall meeting that you're having here at Seneca One Tower tonight and its purpose.
Yeah, so this really isn't my event. This is put on by Seneca One, and it's part of a really innovative series that they're doing called Group Talks. I'll be part of a four-person panel up on stage discussing community development through sports, and I think Seneca One is the perfect venue for that with how much they have developed Buffalo and put into the future of this community. And I'll be up there with some really fun panelists as well.
Big talking point here with your group especially is bringing a USL soccer club to the city of Buffalo. How close are you at this point to figuring out a stadium site and bringing the team here to Buffalo?
Yeah, we're moving along really well, especially in the stadium site side of things. I brought on about a month ago Simonelli Development and Wendell to handle the architecture and pre-development stages of everything. And I also hired a national firm called CSL to do some market surveys specifically focusing on the finalist sites that we have right now. Those three companies are getting close to finishing their work and making their recommendation, and as soon as they do, we're going to move forward full steam ahead at that site that makes the most sense. So, no, the stadium conversations and work has been progressing, truthfully, way ahead of schedule. The other side of everything here is the raising the capital raise. So, actually, within the past month, that has really started to snowball. There was a lot of work in the first few months to make a fair amount of money, and then all of a sudden things started rolling. About 2 hours ago, I got another $250,000 commitment, so things are moving along very nicely on all fronts.
How many stadiums are on your short list for, or how many sites, I should say, are on the short list for stadium contention here in the city?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't put a firm number on that right now for my own selfish reasons, but I'll say it's a small enough number that I can afford to pay three pretty expensive companies to do their research on them.
One of the reported sites was right here, I mean, just a stone's throw from here, the downtown Buffalo parking lot site. I mean, what can you tell about that? Is that one of the sites that's at least in consideration?
Can't deny that. That is one of the sites that has one of the finalist options. I mean, yeah, like you said, stone's throw from here, just right around the corner, short walk from here, and from everything else that's going on downtown with the, you know, with the waterfront development, canal side, DL&W, this could be a really attractive site, but I'll say the other ones are pretty attractive as well.
I know in the past you've said that the ideal spot is downtown, right in downtown Buffalo. Is it downtown or no deal, or are there other sites in the city that you are keeping in mind that might still be attractive to be able to accommodate a U.S.
Yeah, I'll say it is all city of Buffalo. And if not downtown, I guess it depends how you define downtown Buffalo. I think I could certainly make an argument that they're all downtown sites, but they are all city of Buffalo sites. And, you know, we obviously know one of them that's a block away from here.
Well, what can Western New Yorkers, for your message and everything in the past, what is it that can lead them to believe that this proposition of bringing a USL team and the idea of bringing another professional soccer, you know, professional team, period, here to the city of Buffalo?
Yeah, well, you know, as I've been saying from day one, we are working towards building a true community club and building this club from the ground up with the community's input. And the CSL survey, the CSL study that I referenced earlier, part of that, which will be going out in a week and a half to 2 weeks, and we're going to get it to as many people as we possibly can, is going to be a really in-depth survey asking questions that will really impact what we do and the decisions we make on the stadium, but also how we operate as a club and the branding. So that will be going out, like I said, in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I tell you, the results of that survey are going to impact the decisions we make about stadium location, ticket pricing, colors, branding, amenities, everything, really everything that we have to decide on. So keep a lookout for that, and I'd encourage everybody to please give their real feedback on it, because we're going to take it very seriously.
Do you have a timeline in terms of when you expect things to go from one step to the next before, you know, any sort of formal announcement might come?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping. So Wendell and Simonelli are very close to the end of what we've tasked them with doing, at least in this first stage. And then once we've identified which site we're moving forward with, we've already engaged all the stakeholders involved in those sites. But then we need to step up those conversations and really try to, whether it's a letter of intent or an actual agreement, I expect us to have that fairly soon here. The goal is a kick date of March 2026, and that means we need to have shovels in the ground early next year on this site, so things have to move quickly.
This event tonight being put on by Seneca One and Douglas Development, has Doug himself been interested in your project?
I've spoken to Doug and others at Jamal, or at Douglas Development, and yeah, they've shown a lot of interest in the project, and you know, of course they have. This is a project about the development of Buffalo and potentially the development of a neighborhood that they've invested a lot in. So, yes, they are. They've been great in conversation so far.
Do you mind if we ask you more about the Buffalo News site in particular? Where do you envision a stadium going on that site?
Well, it's kind of the cobblestone district in general, but the HSBC atrium, Buffalo News, and those lots around there. All make perfect sense.
And a lot, though? Or would a building have to come down?
I don't think so.
Okay. We got a beautiful picture window behind us. Do you think we could be looking at a future stadium site out this window?
No, I don't think so. Not far from it, though.
Where are you with the city? How's the city been? I mean, I'm sure there's permitting, environmental surveys, and that kind of stuff for all construction. How well are they receiving your proposals?
So far, it's been phenomenal. Whether it's the city, whether it's Mayor Brown's office and his team, or council members in the relevant districts, or state, county, whoever it may be, everyone has received this very well. They've asked some tough questions. They're digging in very deep, but you know, we're doing something that is going to benefit everybody. So they're all on board. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
last time I spoke to you, it was at a town hall thing, but I mean, the audience was a little biased because they were all there, you know, in support. In your dealings with the community, how has the response been as far as like welcoming a new pro team?
So far, it's been excellent. I think those town halls and the one that we spoke at, yes, if people are showing up to that, they have a vested interest in pro soccer. But they are not necessarily all there because they're all in believing in it from day one. They came out to ask some questions and make an informed decision. I think we won most of them over in those town halls. But no, I think, you know, truthfully, I haven't gotten many negative opinions on this. The question of, is Buffalo a football town? Is Buffalo a hockey town? Is Buffalo a soccer town? And the answer to that is Buffalo's a pro sports town, and Buffalo is a Buffalo sports town. So, you know, whether you're a soccer fan or not, if this team is putting a product on the field that is making Buffalo proud, you're going to be proud of it representing your city.
Stadium is always interesting to people, but on soccer side, you have a timeline. Is there, you got to hire a coach, you need a team name, you need to build out your own staff. What type of timeline are you looking at on that end?
Yeah, so building out the front office is going to start with kind of the top executive positions, your VPs of various departments, and then the technical side with the head coach. I'll say I'm already having conversations with head coach prospects and truthfully prospects in just about all of those front office top positions. I've got one coach in mind that I like a lot who's doing a great job where he is right now, but I went through this process of hiring a completely new head coach and technical staff in Omaha 2 years ago now, and the truth is the USL and US soccer is a very attractive market for people globally in coaching and management, and there's only so many jobs a year that are open in this ecosystem. So there's a lot of interested parties.
And as far as the principal investor, is it still a holding pattern waiting for a stadium site to come up, or where are you there?
Yeah, well, those conversations have all gone really well. What I've decided is because we have moved forward in this stadium kind of pre-development phase and decision-making phase ahead of schedule, when the time comes for us to resume these conversations with principals, we're going to have something much more concrete very soon. So right now, they're waiting, and they understand that we're doing the groundwork and what's happening, and we will be back in touch with them shortly with some concrete plans on the stadium.
Just to follow up on his question, city side, zoning board, planning, all that, it's going...
Yeah, listen, that's part of what Wendell and Simonelli have been tasked with sorting out for us, and that's what they do, and they're doing a really good job so far. You know, at all our finalist sites, there are different things that have to be considered and potentially remediated, but we've identified all of it, and we know what has to be done wherever we decide.
Okay. You'll beat the other stadium being built.
Listen, I hope we can simultaneously open in 2026. That'd be perfect.
South Park got a good review for a Bills State possible stadium. Is that something you guys have looked at?
We have looked at so many sites, you know, that it's hard to even count them. I'm not going to say what's on the finalist list other than the one that everybody already knows about right down the street here. But we've considered a ton of good spots.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.